Quick heads up. 3 pieces today that matter if you run robots on a factory floor. New inventory platforms promising uptime. ABB's Pickmaster Lite for faster vision picking. And a Como Aptiv tie-up that looks like a nudge toward real-world physical AI. We'll unpack what actually changes for teams who have to install, integrate, and operate these systems.
Start with the inventory platforms. 7 vendors are selling real-time parts visibility as a way to prevent downtime. That headline is attractive, but for robotics teams, the critical question is whether those platforms can speak the language of autonomy stacks, live part IDs, slot mapping, pick confidence, and exception events.
Exactly. The platforms need robust APIs, deterministic latency, and predictable item metadata. If a vision system or gripper can't reliably map a SKU to a bin and a pose, real-time visibility stays a dashboard metric, not a robotic uptime gain.
Which is where ABB's Pickmaster Lite comes in. It's pitched at packaging OEMs and system integrators to cut project time to first pick by using templates and streamlined commissioning. That could reduce integration friction if the templates actually cover common packaging variants.
Right. Success for Pickmaster Lite will look like usable templates, a clear workflow for training vision models, and a GUI that lets integrators adapt without redoing calibration. But deformable goods, reflective film, and mixed palettes are the usual deal breakers for template approaches.
The Como Aptiv partnership reads as the industry moving beyond DMOS to practical stacks. Mechanical integration from Como plus Aptiv sensing and compute. Still, the hard stuff remains: edge compute sizing, deterministic networking, and safety validation inside running production.
And don't forget workforce readiness. Deploying physical AI changes roles on the line: more automation maintenance, fewer manual pickers, and new safety and quality checks. Training and clear failure mode procedures are as important as the robots and sensors themselves.
There's a through line across all 3 stories: interoperability, edge compute, secure telemetry, and common data models determine whether these vendor offerings reduce friction or just add another silo to glue together with custom code.
Financially, the promises translate to ROI only if commissioning time drops, exceptions fall, and spare parts flow becomes predictable. Vendors can tout uptime, but operators measure it in mean time to repair, first pick success, and hours saved in integration.
Operational pitfalls remain: platforms that assume a perfect BOM, ABB templates that don't handle edge cases, or a partnership that underestimates PLC and MES integration. Any of those can push timelines back and eat the projected savings.
What I'll be watching next quarter: real deployment stories with metrics, reduction in commissioning hours from Pickmaster Lite, instances where inventory platforms auto-resupplied a robot cell, and Como Aptiv installations that clear safety certification and scale past a pilot.
Synthesis: these announcements together signal the sector is chasing practicality, shorter time to value, and more turnkey building blocks. The outcome won't be decided by feature lists, but by whether vendors deliver interoperable stacks, resilient templates, and a clear path for shop floor adoption.
That's our roundup for today. Thanks for listening. We'll keep tracking deployments and metrics so you can tell the difference between marketing and measurable uptime.